She makes them, now those flowers there, I made those, but those are old.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to make a lot of flowers and...
Make artificial flowers?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And I made wedding bells, you know, mm-hmm. for decorations for weddings. And mm-hmm. one day I was coming from a place I had just decorated, and the wedding was over and everything. So I was carrying the wedding bell home, and people... going down the street in a car and along, and got a big kick out of it. Thought, well, Jesus, there she is with a wedding belt. Where's the gold? Oh, that was when I was young, when I was a kid, before I was even married.
You make the artificial
flowers? Yeah. When I started, I used to make May baskets, you know. I used to sell a lot of them. Oh, I just did it myself, picked it up myself, you know.
Uh-huh.
And, well, I couldn't make them fast enough, you know, mm-hmm. the Maybachs, everybody wanted them. And I used to make the rag dolls and, when I was working in the shipyard.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I had to make over 100. And I had to give it up because I didn't have the time to make them.
Mm-hmm.
I was making soldiers and sailors and marines and drill dolls and all kinds of dolls.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody wanted them because it was around Christmas time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I sold a lot of them.
And you, it sounds like during the shipyard years you had your bonnet business.
Yeah, I did. I did everything in there, yeah.
Well,
I thought it was really busy.
Mm-hmm.
See, I used to take them into work and I'd work on it at work when I finished my work, see. I had plenty of time,
uh-huh.
and I would do it, and when I was at home, I'd make them.
Mm-hmm.
But I just had to cut it out. I was too all in. I couldn't make them fast enough,
mm-hmm.
the thing was. And, of course, during the war there, World War I, a lot of the girls had their husbands mm-hmm. and their sweethearts in war. So that's why they'd like to have these dolls, you know. World War I. No, World War II, that's right, yeah, World War II.
Yeah.
World War I, I was in the leatherette.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, when you say worked with the dry cleaner, and was that in Roma?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. The times when you were working there, was that far from where you lived? Or
no, I walked.
You walked there.
Mm-hmm.
And how long did you work there for? You told me that you took quite a while.
Yeah. Well, this is the first time. Oh, I must have worked a couple of years, I guess. And then, I don't know why I quit. Oh, I think I know what it was. I was working there. I was taking place of another girl, a woman. She'd been out sick.
Mm-hmm.
She was out, I guess, about a month. And they needed somebody to take her place. Of course, when she came back, mm-hmm. I had to give up the job. So from then, I went down to the donut place.
Mm-hmm.
And that was even closer to where I lived.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then after a while, some of the women... at the donut, at the cleaning place, retired,
mm-hmm.
and they needed somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So the boss asked me if I want to go back, and I told him, I said, well, I'm working. Of course, they had really enough of girls in the donut place, and of course, I got more money at the cleaning place.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave it up, and I worked there,
mm-hmm.
and so I had to give it up and had another being.
Mm-hmm.
That was the last job I ever had.
So that was probably until about 70.
That was, let me see, I came out here, in about 71.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because see, I was with my mother, and,
mm-hmm.
and I gave it up, and I had more time.
Mm-hmm. When you look back at the experiences you had working and especially like looking at the warriors, how do you think of those years?
Well, the years, there was so much, poverty and everything during the World War I,
mm-hmm.
and of course in World War II, but World War II wasn't so bad, because there was more things going on. There was more work in World War One. There wasn't too much work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoyed all my work, and but I didn't like the idea of work, and because of on account of the war, I was hoping there wasn't any war.
Mm-hmm.
But the first job I had, as I say, I only got $5 a week. But and of course that wasn't much, but it seemed a lot to me. And that money I ever made, I always turned into my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And because I figured, well, they needed it. And I didn't need any money because I didn't go anywhere. I went to dances and roller skating, but that didn't cost me much.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, when I got a raise, I got a little bit more money.
Mm-hmm.
But then when World War II came, well, then everything was better. You
mm-hmm.
know what I mean? There wasn't the poverty
mm-hmm.
like it was in World War I.
Mm-hmm.
And we got along good.
Mm-hmm.
We had, you know, enough to get by on, see?
Mm-hmm.
And nothing that I had to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
And then the kids were growing up.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't as bad as it was in World War I.
Mm-hmm.
But that was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
See, I had to stand for hours trying to get sugar and everything.
Mm-hmm.
We'd have the money, but we couldn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
They'd say, it's all out. But then the next day there'd be more. They had it, but they just didn't want us to have it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd have to go down every day to get something. Sometimes it'd be twice a week or three times a week.
Mm-hmm.
It all depended upon how much stuff they had.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, if you had that stuff, you couldn't get any more.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd have to have these coupons in order to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But during World War II, I didn't have to do that. Mm-hmm.
It seems that the time you worked in North America at the shipyards, except for like at the Leatherette and the factory, that was different from...
Oh, it was different from all the other mm-hmm. work I had done, yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. But it wasn't hard.
Mm-hmm.
It was very easy to do. It was just that I had to, use the machines a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of that, I really enjoyed the work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I always liked to work. I wasn't one that would, hang around and do nothing. I had to be doing something all the time. If I wasn't at work, and I'd be doing something at home,
mm-hmm.
making things and things like that. But it was an experience which
mm-hmm.
I really never thought I'd ever see, and was something that I really enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed working with the people and everything. And it was something different.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever used the mechanical skills that you learned in the war? Have there been times since then?
No, I haven't done anything like that since.
Mm-hmm.
Since the wars and everything, and after working at North American, I was in the hotel business,
mm-hmm.
and that's all I did until I went back to Weymouth and living with my mother and father. I worked
mm-hmm.
at the donor place and the cleaning place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are there any things looking back, say, on your life that if you could change, you'd change?
Well, I'd like to go back roller skating and dancing and everything.
Because
mm-hmm. I love to dance and roller skate. I would go without any boots.
Mm-hmm.
I'd do that. But I was up at my niece's here about a year ago. She lives up in Mission Viejo.
Mm-hmm.
And one of her kids had a pair of roller skates. So I said, I think I'll try them. She said, yeah, go ahead. So I put them on, and oh my God, I thought I was going to kill myself. They were so fast, you know? And she said, wait a minute, let me hold on to you. So she held on to me, and we went out in the patio, And I start going around with them. I said, I think I'd better take them off. If I ever fell and broke a bone, I'd be dead. So I never tried that anymore. That was just a little too much, but oh, I just wanted to see.
Mm-hmm.
They used to call me Steve Queen, and what was the other name? Steve Queen and Tiny.
Mm-hmm.
I used to outstate the instructors. They'd have to come and tell me to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Slow down, slow down. I'd been knocked out twice on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And the last time was in Florida, and it was a girl that I taught how to skate. And every time she'd go around, she'd grab a hold of me or somebody. And I said, listen, Dee, I said, don't do that. I said, because if you do, somebody is going to fall and get hurt. And the second time around, she grabbed a hold of me, and I went down, and I banged my head, and I was knocked out. She didn't even come over to see how I was or anything else. And anyway, they took me to the doctors and examined me. I didn't have any broken bones, but I was unconscious, you know. Well, anyway, the head waiter, he was very upset over it, so we fired her for doing what she did and not apologizing. So, anyway, after that, I kept on skating. And so there was a skating contest coming up, and everybody wanted me to go in it. I said, well, gee, I said, I don't know. And I said, go ahead. Well, I thought it was just an amateur skating contest. Well, a couple of days before the race, I found out it was a professional. And I said, oh, no, not me. I'm not going in against any professional. And they said, well, the instructors, they said, well, don't worry. I know you can win. I said, well, how do you know I can win? I said, I've never skated up against a professional before. And they said, well, you try it. So anyway, I went in. And the girl was from Ohio. She was a champion. And she saw me skating, see? And she thought, well, I'm not going to let her get away with it. So every time I'd go by her, to grab a hold of me to try to push me down.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, she fell down. And I kept on going, and I was 5 laps ahead of her. And I won the race. And so everybody said, all right, Tiny, the race is over. I said, I forget about the race. I'm going to stay. So I kept on skating. So then finally, they told me to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, okay. So they gave me my prize. I won 2 prizes. I won the prize for the best costume. It was a Valentine's Day, see? And I made my costume, and I got a prize for that, and then I got the prize for skating. So, but that is the girl that was skating against me. Her boyfriend bawled her out and everything. He said, you should never done what you did. And he just walked off and left her.
Well, when you talk about this emotion, you think of a question I didn't ask you earlier, which is that, I mean, you told me something about your social life up to about the time you were married and then what kinds of things did you do during the war, for example? Did you do
During the war, I would the same, go to dances, the movies, skating.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all there was to do around there.
Mm-hmm. Did you do much dating?
Not too much.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't very interested in the fellas.
Mm-hmm.
I told you before how I met this fella skating, and he was a professional, and he was doing fancy stuff. That's the first time I was knocked out, because our skates get popped together.
Mm-hmm.
But I skated once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And one time I had a date with this fella. He was very nice. I met him down at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And my girlfriends and I were all together. We went down, and we had to meet each other, fellas, and they all seemed to be nice and everything. So one took to me, and he was a strap fella, and I liked him. And we became serious. We were going to get married. So one night I was playing the piano, and my aunt came in, and she says, oh, Jimmy ain't coming up tonight. He must have a date with somebody else. But he was sick because he was a little late. I said, that's all right. I said, if he doesn't come, I'll go down to the band. So anyway, he was there, and I didn't know it, and he heard us talking.
Mm-hmm.
So we came in. He said, come on, let's go. I said, where are we going? He said, you want to go to the band? I said, well, how did you know? He said, right here, just talking. So, and he never danced. So anyway, he takes me down to the dance hall, buys my ticket, and he says, here, and he says, I hope you have a good time. So I went up to the dance, and I was so disgusted and mad and everything, I came out and I went home. And I didn't think I was going to see him again.
How old were
you? I was 18.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was, he wasn't mad, and I thought he was. So he kept coming up, and I wouldn't see him. So then we broke off.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so mad. But after a while, I heard he had passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a very nice fellow, too.
Mm-hmm.
I liked him very much.
Then the Warriors were used to do St. Mark's Day.
No.
During World War II.
Well, but during World War II, no. I was already married.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I of course I had got divorced in 42 or 43.
Mm-hmm.
I applied for it in 42, late 42, but it didn't go through until 43.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't date anyone. I didn't bother. I wasn't interested in him.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I haven't been with a man for so damn long. I wonder what it's like. So I'm going to stay the way I am. Yeah.
So, since the youth, went to America, it sounds like, or since the youth was, you've pretty much supported yourself.
Yeah, I did. I've always supported myself.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Uh-huh. So, and if the kids needed anything, you know, I try to help them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I've been on my own now for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And I for my future, I don't know what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My grandson that's getting married tomorrow is trying to fix me up with some man that he works with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been alone so long,
mm-hmm.
I could never live with anybody again.
Mm-hmm.
No, I couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm so used to being alone, I couldn't stand anybody around telling me I have to do this or do that or anything. I'd rather be the way I am.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy myself when I'm with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
See, I go to see one down in Fontana and the other one that's up here.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones up here, I see him maybe every day or every other day.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids and everything, I enjoy it. But a man is the least of my interest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When you think about the future, are there any things that you have planned or anything?
No, I haven't planned anything.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I look forward to is if I can make a trip maybe once a year to Florida and Massachusetts and to see my family, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing else really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I love dancing, but there's no place I know where to go. And for this, I've had to take a bus, and there's no buses at night.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, my son, if I wanted to go anywhere, he'd take me and pick me up, but I'm not interested.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I go and play bingo down here Tuesday night, and then on Wednesdays we have a coffee hour and a meeting, and that's all.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, my sons, they go out on outings sometimes. Of course, I go with them, and we go to Disneyland or Magic Mountain and those places. But outside of that, I'm just a old homebody.
Is there anything that I didn't ask you about that you can think of that you're going
to? No, I don't know. There was something that my son mentioned the other day, and I said, oh, I got to write that down and tell you about it. And I can't think of anything. It's not so much, I don't think, but I thought you might have got a kick out of it. Might put a pamphlet for it?
Well, maybe if we remember it later, we can add them on another
Yeah. That pamphlet, what is it? But as far as my future is concerned, it's going to be the same as it is now.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, you never can tell what's going to turn up. But I don't mind being alone.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you get lonesome once in a while, you know. Sometimes I talk to myself. Oh, I bawl the people on the television out. Some things would go on. I say, well, you shouldn't have done that. Or I just bawl them out. You know. But I spend most of my time down on my son. Because I wouldn't dare go out at night, anyway. I didn't even go to the store.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so much things going on, you know. And I had a friend who lived down in Colton, when I was living down there, and she's been robbed 7 times in the same place down San Bernardino, just waiting for a bus.
Mm.
And so the police told her not to go there anymore,
mm-hmm.
to go down in front of houses. But now they changed that bus stop, and there's only one or two buses stopped there because the kids were so bad there.
Mm.
The cops were there all the time, you know, picking them up and saying they didn't do it. And the cops was taking their picture, and they didn't know it. You know? So that the cops had the proof of it. And, but it's still a mess. I haven't been down there for quite a while. I hate to go down there.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have to go certain bus stops, you know, and if you want to go anywhere else, you either have to take another bus or a walk. And it's hard on the elderly people. Some of them, you know, are quite old, and it's hard for them to get around. They're on chains or walkers or something.
Mm-hmm.
But it's too bad that they had to change it. Now they got it up by 4th and B down there at San Bernardino. That's where, when I take the bus, that's where as far as I go.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had to take another bus to go someplace else. And it used to be right in front of the bank. But when I was down there the last time, I noticed it's away from the bank.
Mm-hmm.
It's right next to it, but not up in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose the bank didn't like it. Everybody hanging around the building, which didn't look good anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't know whether they were going to be robbed or not.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well,
that's that.
I think we've got anything to say about that.